The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
So you may remember when Facebook became Meta a few years ago, that announcement came with a really polished, beautiful production of a video with Mark Zuckerberg outlining his vision for the metaverse. This was going to be the virtual world in which we were all going to hang out, have our meetings, just live our lives essentially for a large part.
How did that go?
Not great, Jono. Not great. No. So they've shimmied across from the metaverse to putting a lot of their eggs, not all of their eggs, but a lot of their eggs in the AI basket. So last year they announced and unveiled Llama, which is their version of ChatGPT. So that's Meta's version. And what Mark Zuckerberg has now announced again is that he's looking to put even more eggs in the AI basket. And forget about artificial intelligence. We're now looking at super intelligence. We have a new cohort called Meta Super Intelligence Labs. And he has hired a killer team with incredible CVs to focus in on this. And the idea, because he sent a memo around, and he essentially said that he wants AI and this super intelligence to carry out tasks even better than humans can.
Now, this is where we're kind of running into Judge Dredd territory, isn't it? That if they end up better than the humans, that's kind of what science fiction warned us against.
Yeah, and there's also, there are so many examples of AI already doing this. As someone who spends a lot of time staring at spreadsheets, you know, Copilot can cross-reference and tidy up and do the analysis that I need done of an Excel spreadsheet better than I can before I've had my coffee and all the rest. So we're already there. What I'm interested in, though, is what are the specifics here? What are we talking about? What industries, what jobs, what levels of jobs are going to be displaced as a result of this? We're already hearing talk of certain creatives being either replaced or redeployed at the hands of AI. We are seeing companies trying to test the waters with this, with the platforms that already exist. So with this Brains Trust from Meta, the Super Intelligence Labs, I do think it is one to watch. I don't think it's going to be as dismissible as the metaverse was.
That was easily dismissed because it looked rubbish.
Yeah, and I also think that, you know, we still got people who aren't sure how to top up a Leap card, and yet we're talking about having virtual meetings with headsets on. So I think that was kind of too much of a leap. It may come down the tracks, but the reality, and something that I'm hammering home in every conversation I'm having with family, with colleagues, with friends, with everyone, is that AI is coming and it will disrupt what you do. Whether you are a homemaker, whether you are working in the radio industry, whether you're a teacher, whether you're a farmer, AI is already ingrained in so many of the tools that we utilize. What's coming down the tracks now is further disruption. And if you think it doesn't apply to you, I can guarantee you it does. And I've been doing a bit with the hard shoulder over the last number of months, kind of an AI 101. If you haven't dabbled with Copilot, ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, just get familiar with it. It's not infallible. It's not perfect. It's not the finished article, but it is coming and it will start ingraining itself even further into your day to day.
I literally just saw a tweet this morning that said, if you want to future-proof your children's careers, get them to train to be a plumber, because that's one of the few things that AI won't be able to do, is the manual labour involved in connecting two pipes.
Yeah, but if you are a plumber, you'll be using AI tools to work out your schedule. You'll be asking AI, okay, well, I've got to do a job in Cork, then in Waterford, and then in Tipperary, because you're a very, very busy, high demand plumber, and AI will help you plan the best route, and it'll help you do your checklist and all that kind of stuff. So regardless of whether you are in a trade or whatever, this technology is coming. And I think one of the best things that we can do is get familiar with the technology, get familiar with the limitations, and also just get confident when it comes to utilizing it.
Yeah, okay, and hope it doesn't take our jobs. Lots of questions coming in. I'm going to begin with this one because it starts with the most wonderful acknowledgement. High tech woman.
That's me.
That's you. Yay. Yeah, that's you. Other than better camera and slightly bigger battery, is there any difference between the, oh God, I can't pronounce that, XOEME 14 and XOEME, is that what it's pronounced as?
Xiaomi.
Okay, Xiaomi. Any difference between the Xiaomi 14 and the Xiaomi 14 Pro?
So the Pro versions tend to have, as you said there, bigger batteries, better cameras and bigger screens. So the Pro model is very much aimed at more the business user who wants to perhaps send long emails or edit spreadsheets or something like that on the go. They also care about the best camera. If you don't care about those things and you want the smaller screen, I would go with the standard version. I have a Google Pixel Pro, but there's also a Pro XL, and I don't like that phone because it's too big for me. So just try and judge based on the phones you have at the moment if you think that you'll be able to manage the larger screen on the Pro. But if you just want a solid phone, go with the Xiaomi, the standard one.
John says, being asked to subscribe to Meta platforms lately. Is that a scam?
It's not a scam, but it is something that is being called into question. So just to explain this for a quick second.
What is Meta platforms? I haven't seen that.
If you are on the Insta, so if you're on Instagram or on Facebook and you open the app, you may have noticed a little pop-up that appears and it'll say get started or not now. And if you hit get started, what it'll do is it'll bring you to a page and it'll ask you to subscribe for £8 a month to have an ad-free experience on the platform.
No.
If you don't want that, the option that you hit is continue with ads. Now, you may get the fear that all of a sudden you're going to be flooded with ads, but it's the experience that we've already got. So the EU isn't best pleased with this at the moment because essentially it's a case of opt-in or you're being penalised. But it is being looked at the moment. What I would encourage everyone to do is continue with ads.
With the ads,
Do not pay. It's not worth the money. The reality is, if you're scrolling through Instagram, yes, you will see ads placed in your feed, but also the people that you follow, chances are a significant portion of them are doing sponsored content that's advertising. So it kind of just comes with the nature of the territory.
Well, it is what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%. So for me, I don't like it. It's not a scam. It is legitimate, but I would not recommend it.
Yeah, don't be rushing to it. John Steph says, I recently received a call from a private number. When I answered it at some of my friends show up as private, it was a spam call from about Revolut. I hung up immediately, as I don't have Revolut. Is this a new thing people are getting used to using the private number? Now, I have to say, this happens. It's so frustrating, Jess. And these guys pop up. Sometimes they call from abroad. Sometimes they call using cloned Irish numbers.
Yeah.
And you get the, this is a call from Amazon or Revolut or whatever. Mm-hmm. The automated voice drives me mad. The private numbers I thought were banned.
You can still call on private numbers. What's happening now and what Comreg is currently implementing is if you're a legitimate business, so say if you are a bank or a service provider, a legitimate service provider, you had to register the number that you text your consumers off and register that with Comreg last month. And then later this year, a database will be rolled out whereby if you try to send me a text as you're a business, I'm a customer, but you didn't register with Comreg, that text message will be banned. So that's for the text side of things. The calls is an absolute pain in the face. I've had 8 calls from a Belgian number over the last week.
The Belgians are chasing. I went through a phase of the Dutch chasing me recently.
Yeah, well, the Belgians want me to sign up as an ambassador for the TikTok shop and they can send me really good offers and great commission. So I'm going to get back to them. I definitely will. But
that's on your list.
We are being absolutely hounded with these calls. It is utterly infuriating. Unfortunately, there's not a whole lot can be done at the moment. There are calls, and I think it would be a great idea if the networks could kind of band together a little bit, identify where this traffic is coming from and clamp down on the scam calls. Some of the phones now, so I mentioned there a second ago, I've got a Google phone. And now when a call comes into me, sometimes I get a message saying likely scam appears on the screen, which I like a lot.
And Apple didn't, at the iOS announcement recently, wasn't there some kind of new phone thing where it's going to kind of ask the person who's ringing what you want to say and it'll come up on the phone like a voicemail? And so they're trying their best.
Yeah, and look, there has to be a solution. This is a technological problem, so there will be a technological solution, but it's just a case of grinning and bearing it. But as you and I were talking about off air last week, Jonathan, you have to be so cautious when it comes to scam texts and calls. And some providers could do better at sending legitimate messages that still look a bit scammy. But if you're in doubt, say I'll call you back and then call them back on the legitimate number. So if it is your bank, hang up the call, don't reply in the text, don't click the link, call the bank and verify if it is a legitimate communication or not.
And those genuine people won't mind if you hang up on them and ring them back on another line, because that is the purpose of the exercise. Jess Kelly, an absolute pleasure. Thank you for joining
us. Thank you.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.